This best bets and best ball edition of the Sports Gambling Podcast is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their fantasy pick'em for a chance to win 100x in NBA, golf, MLB, MMA, NHL, and more. Sign up today at underdogfantasy.com using promo code SGPN to get a 100% deposit match.
Hey, it's Peyton Manning, and you're listening to SGPN. Let's ride.
To the Sports Gambling Podcast. I'm Sean, stacking the money green with my partner in picks, Ryan Real Money Kramer. What's happening, Kramer?
Dog.
Right, you should call me Ryan Real Clean Kramer. You know why?
Why is that, Ryan?
So I took a bath this weekend. Fuck the UFL. All yes. The way. We can say, should we cancel the UFL episode on Wednesday?
Well, the picks were tough. Again, my war against Jeff, VP of comms. I would say came out victorious, but yes, not great day or not great weekend with the UFL picks. Although, I mean, there was that weird lightning delay in the Stallions game. Case Kukus got lit up, which was actually kind of fun to watch, minus the fact that it destroyed any chance Memphis had of covering that spread.
Well, so many people didn't have the game because they weren't regionally given. The Birmingham. I don't want to use up all the UFL.
Yes. Material. Again, we'll save for the. We'll shit on the UFL on the UFL episode.
So we will do an episode.
Yeah, I guess so. NBA didn't do great. NBA, yeah. Unfortunately. It was just an incredibly chalky start to the NBA playoffs, which happens, right? Game one. All. As of tape time, and the Thunder Pelicans game is still going on, but every home team won and has. Every home team has won and covered the spread, which is kind of crazy. I think Zigzag Theory could be making a comeback, Ryan, here to join us, talk a little NBA best bets, and then we will be doing another best ball. Joining us on the line, you know him, you love him, from the NBA Gambling Podcast, Mr. Terrell Furman. What's happening, Terrell?
Man, I'm just enjoying these playoffs. You have a couple of blowouts here and there, but yeah, extremely chalk. But I'm here to fade the chalk. I'm here to fade the public, and I'm here to fade everything in the second round. So I'm looking forward to it. Game twos, let's go.
Game twos on tap here Monday night. We're gonna give out our favorite picks here for Monday night. Before we get into the NBA, though, Giants fan, I gotta get your take. What do you want the Giants to do at six? What do you think they do come NFL draft? And make sure you tune into our live draft stream. Watch along with the draft. We'll be giving out some gift cards, getting hammered as we do. Terrell, how say you? What should the Giants do? What do you think they'll do?
I hope they don't take a quarterback. I hope it's not a quarterback. I am one of the anti-quarterback Giants takers, and I think we go best available wide receiver. I think you just keep it simple. You start building everything for a life, and then we go through the season where we learn that Daniel Jones is also not the guy. We don't have Tyrod Taylor this time, so I'm really, really sad. But eventually, a quarterback will fall through. Hey, maybe they call Joe Flacco. Maybe they end up calling Joe Flacco. But
look out!
He's got a pretty good track record.
It's got a cannon for an arm.
Make sure you tune into the bonus episode from last week where I got to ask Rex Burkhead specifically a Tyrod Taylor question. So yeah. I appreciate you bringing up Tyrod. I think I agree with Terrell. It's going to be a receiver unless the Drake May scenario happens.
I'm rooting for JJ McCarthy. That really? Seems like what will annoy Giants fans the most.
Yeah. You think so?
I think so. Yeah. No. I think that will annoy you guys the most if they draft JJ McCarthy.
I don't think I would be annoyed with any quarterback or any receiver.
Really?
I think
it seemed like you were falling in love with Drake May.
Oh, I love Drake May. Oh, okay. I love Drake May.
But you'd be happy with JJ McCarthy.
Stop drafting North Carolina quarterbacks.
I think we need to not put a stereotype like. Yeah, no, I would say that JJ McCarthy would. Put it this way: everyone's been to the strip club.
Yeah.
And sometimes you end up with okay. I guess I'm here already. I feel like that's JJ McCarthy to start, but I gotta believe in the yeah. It wouldn't be the most exciting pick, but it wouldn't piss me off.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought you were anti JJ McCarthy.
I'm not anti.
And now there's.
I'm anti the idea of that they trade up to if there's certain things that can happen that would be like, what are we doing? But yeah, drafting the context or the idea of drafting him is not going to annoy me.
All right, let's
come on, Sean. You personally know why I have a soft spot in my heart for this guy, regardless now.
Who?
He's extended family, JJ McCarthy.
Oh yeah.
So
yeah.
What?
Yeah. Cause we hung out because we got drunk with his dad. Oh, we're best friends with him.
Yeah,
no,
his
dad did seem cool. I can cool go on record. Fuck. And apparently,
put that on a quote. Graphic.
Apparently, JJ McCarthy's performance at Topgolf is having him skyrocket up the Commander's board. He's now it went from like 30-1 to now 11-1 to be picked number 2 overall. So we'll
that
see.
Championship pedigree.
he hit all the targets. Was very good with his chipper from 75 yards out. So look out. All right, here we go. Best bets for April 22nd in the association. First up, we got Magic at Cavs. Magic 5.5 point dogs against the Cavs. I like the Magic for the series, Terrell. I liked him game one. Maybe the early start time, admittedly, was not in my handicap. I think that was not good for them. Cavs aren't great ATS after a win. Magic shot, 32%. They're also Magic are 21-14 ATS after a loss. They actually won the offensive rebounding matchup. They were 10% below their average from the free throw line. I still like this Magic team. I like them catching 5.5. Am I crazy? What are you doing here? Game two, Magic Cavs.
I think I'm coming around to the fact of this Orlando Magic team might just be too young and not fully developed enough to go through a series. I don't know. I just watching that game. I was waiting for somebody to take over, somebody to have that moment and say, "Hey, this is somebody that can lead them to a win in game two and further games this series." I don't see it. Like, I don't see that dog. Like, Paolo Banchero's almost there. He's just really young. This is his first playoff series, second year in the league. So, I think that I am kind of flipping on this series. And really, I don't see why Cleveland can't get this done. Like I saw enough in game one that just kind of told me, I don't know what adjustments do you make for having a player that you don't have on your roster? You don't have that guy that you can go to late game scenario for Orlando. So Paolo's really, really good. I think that he's almost there, but he's just really young. I think Donovan Mitchell can actually claw this group to win and pretty comfortably. I think I like the Cavs to just go ahead and get it done at home and make it 2-0 in the series. I'll lay it 5.5.
Cavs,
you got a zigzag in this, all right?
I'm old zigzag. School. I love the zigzag. Yeah, zigzagging?
I wrote
out the rolling papers. We're zigzagging.
I was in between handicap and digital horse races. I was doing a little NBA handicapping, and I did write zag down hard for this one. Give me the Magic plus the points money line. I'm gonna drive the bus off the road with this one because Terrell might be right, but that's fine. I'm not gonna let recency bias affect me yet.
Terrell, so
I'll switch up, you know, when they go home, when they go to Orlando. I think that's a really good spot to back Orlando. They've been really, really good at home this season, not as good on the road. So it might be a zig, zig, zag type of thing. Zig, zig, zag, zag. And then we get a locked up series going to game five.
I'm with you, Sean. Ride or die.
Magic. Ride or die. We're dying with
not the
zigzag.
Next game, though.
Speaking of ride or die, 76ers at the Knicks. Sixers catching 5.5 points. Of course, we're hanging around in that game. They got out to an early lead. Of course, Joel Embiid re-injured himself as he's been known to do. I'm running it back one more time with the Sixers and the points. I thought overall they played the Knicks pretty well, did a good job defending Jalen Brunson. I mean, Josh Hart has only gotten 20 points four times this season. His shooting, I think, was a bit of an outlier there.
He's an irrational confidence guy.
That's true.
That's what he is.
And if the Knicks can find another guy like that in game two, so be it.
The Garden has fueled a lot of irrational confidence guys over the years.
That is true. I was. It's also funny thinking of
Linsanity.
Yeah, Linsanity.
J.R. Smith, John Starks. I mean, we can go down a long list.
Dog. All great basketball legends. I'm taking the Sixers again. Give me the points. Embiid is questionable, so again, if you're betting this, make sure he plays. Terrell, tell me why the Sixers are winning and or covering.
Because the Knicks, too many things went right for the Knicks that game.
Exactly.
Too many things went right. And especially, like, think about Brunson actually didn't have his best game in that game.
No.
Like, that he didn't. And you got a really big contribution from Josh Hart. You got a really big contribution from Deuce McBride coming off the bench. And
yeah, I think that
was the teller. 21 points, five threes. Like, I don't think he's going to do that again. And I'm a big fan of Deuce McBride. I really am. But I just don't think he has that in for him every single game in the series, especially not against a coaching matchup like Nick Nurse, where they're going to say, hey, all right, now we got this guy on our radar. We're going to make sure that he doesn't torch us off the bench. And so I'm all over this Philly team to just make the adjustments and Nick Nurse to prove that, hey, Joel Embiid got hurt. Yes, we lost game one, but we can make adjustments. We're not going to go down in the series and just quit and give up on the road. Like, no, we're going to go in here. We're going to steal a game. We're going to try to hold serve at home court. So, yeah, I think Nick really makes sense, and this is what I've been waiting for. This is the Philly team that I want to see with Nick
Come
Nurse.
Come on, let's go.
The buzz and saying, hey, I can get us back to a championship. I'm with Philly here. I think Philly's going to get it done.
No, it's the NBA.
The yes, sir.
Send Embiid back to Philly early. Let him rest
it's
up.
It's only the NBA. So only the NBA.
So his knee will be healthy game three, healthier.
What, Ryan? What's the easiest way to get a seven game series, aka get you some ratings? Let the away team win game two.
No,
this is how you get this. This is how you get 2-0. Then you start worrying. Oh, what if they drop one?
This is the zigzag.
No, I it does make me a little worried that the number has grown since we first found our New York Knickerbockers, but yeah, come on, the Garden's back. Everyone's hyped. We'll lay it one more time. Like I said, will Embiid play? Do you want to break that here, Sean?
Joel Embiid will play Monday night.
There's a chance he can get to that 69 minutes played series price that I laid out there.
Oh wow, you had Katie Mox, friend of the program, was like, Ryan, that's mean. I forget
what
she said. She's like, come on, Ryan.
Well, there's two levels of Katie shaming me. It's sometimes it's publicly via a Twitter reply. Sometimes it's just a text like this.
Fired this off. You went too far here.
I'm like, oh no, that's not good. I'm not. Come on.
No.
This becomes a series when a road team wins a game. This is not the game that happened. Surprised to see that the majority of the bets coming in on the Sixers, but the big bets, AKA the money in on the Knicks.
That's just Turtle unloading on the Knicks.
Okay. Big fan of Turtle.
Yeah. He's been chirping against the Sixers players. Turtle versus our bench has been a great matchup of this series.
I like the way the Knicks finished the game, and I like the way that some of the irrational confidence guys stood up in the playoffs at home. That's what role players do. They stand up at home, not on the road. So you can have your game three, not game two. I'm laying the points. One of the few things I got right this weekend was my big bet on the Knicks. So.
Last game of the slate, Lakers at Nuggets. Nuggets right now laying 7.5 at home against the Lakers. I think my take on taking the Lakers in the points for the first game was like, hey, they're gonna unload, they're gonna do everything they can, they're gonna give them their best shot game one. And I think they did, and I think they still came up short. I mean, LeBron and AD had 59 combined, and that fourth quarter, it was pretty clear. Nuggets had them in a stranglehold. Even Joker, it was like a quiet 32 points. I mean, LeBron was hitting threes from the logo. And if that's not enough to carry this team, Austin Reeves, I felt like very overwhelmed by the moment. There's just not a lot of outs for this team. And I think they're going to be in trouble here on the quick turnaround. I think Nuggets first quarter is a really good bet. That'll probably be like 2.5. I like that a lot. They're great in the first quarter. Didn't cover the first quarter last game. I think they do this game, but I like them full game as well. Laying 7.5. Terrell, how say you? Nuggets Lakers.
I'm going to close my eyes and take the 7.5 again. Mm. I think these Lakers team really gives them problems. Like, I think the Nuggets understand to play. And even though the ball keeps rolling in their favor at time after time after time, it's not easy wins. I don't think they're easy wins by any means. And so I don't know, maybe I'm falling into the trap, but I just keep thinking, man, this Lakers team has to break through against the Nuggets at some point. They're going to have to break through. And outside of that, I think it's coming here. It could be here on the road. I thought it was game one. I'll try it in game two. The 7.5, I just think it's a tad too many points. This is a closer game.
First quarter, I do like better than full game, but full game side, I would still go Nuggets. But Kramer, what are you doing here?
Similar split profile as the Knicks game, where you're seeing the Nuggets, close to a 50-50 split on the bets, but the handle heavily favoring the Nuggets. Yeah, who's going? Who watched the first game and is like you said, that could have been their best shot. Again, how do these NBA series work generally? They tap out. They realize, okay, we failed together. We got to regroup. Game three, we're at elevation. Who knows if our blood can handle the elevation? Back to back nights getting really. I do have some insider info. I got a text from my uncle. Yeah, he said that the wasn't worried about the elevation for the Lakers because they quote have some guys who can get high and ball good. So I don't know if that handicap worked good because they just looked like a team that they made the playoffs. That was their win. Hmm. They made the playoffs. They got Bronny into Duquesne, and I don't know what's next.
Well, Duquesne's not easy to get in. I got to see Bronny's grades.
CJ's now an alumnus with Bronny James.
Yeah, noted alum, the man in the box, and Bronny James.
That's crazy.
Terrell, before we let you go, give us one bold prediction here or a favorite play for round one of the NBA playoffs.
Round one bold prediction. Well, bold bet. Let's take two teams that lost game one and we're going to take them to win the series.
Oh,
and
nice.
One being the Mavs and how they got destroyed by the it didn't look
Russell Westbrook was Clippers, hitting threes.
But I truly think that they can bounce back. Yeah, like there's a lot going wrong here. And no Kawhi Leonard didn't. But what I do go well for them is whenever they do insert Kawhi back into that lineup, the Clippers love talking about continuity. We need continuity, but yet they tinker with their lineup every game. So I'm going to fade the Clippers after losing, after winning game one. So fade the Clippers, Mavs for the series, and Suns. I'm going to take the Suns for the series. I think that Minnesota, that was it. That was their game where they were like, okay, this team kicked our ass all season. So now we finally got some get back. I think the Suns are going to make a push now.
Yeah, I like the Suns pull out that series as well. Hey, appreciate you calling in, Terrell. Make sure you check out Terrell, Scott Reichel, Moon Off the Machine, Manji, breaking down all the NBA playoff games over on the NBA Gambling Podcast. Appreciate it, Terrell.
All right, appreciate it, folks.
All right, Kramer, we're going to get all revved up here for our next best ball draft, and of course underdogfantasy.com promo code SGPN. Get you going there on the NBA pick'em. Those are super fun. Obviously NHL pick'em. There are it's just the pick'em itself is super fun. And then it's best ball draft season. I mean, imagine we are going to do the real NFL draft, and then you're going to know all these teams the guys are on, which adds another level to the best ball draft. Again, it is always best ball draft season over on underdogfantasy.com using the promo code SGPN. Get your 100% deposit bonus. Get set up, get started today. And of course, our NFL draft stream. Make sure you set your watch or timer or whatever. Just subscribe to the YouTube channel, youtube.com/sportsgamblingpodcast. Turn on notifications because the draft party is kicking off when the draft starts. So cannot wait for that. That is going to be a blast. Always a favorite time of the year. So make sure you check that out. Tune in Thursday getting fans from all the teams, reacting live, sweating out our bets. It's going to be great.
Yeah, hit me up if you want to join the stream. I will say that at least one of the potential guests, I won't say if they're going to make the stream or not to exclude being publicly shamed, but one person did ask me when.
What? Nah, oh my God. When is the live NFL draft?
I had the same.
Right, if they don't know when the NFL draft is, do we take them off the list.
In fairness, I didn't say first round, but I assume that was implied there. All right. So best ball.
Yes.
So the big board filled. Let me fill up the rest of our screen here. The big board filled. So we have the little board two. It's a $3.20 max. It's all that's left, and it's almost filled up. 98.5%. So whenever you're ready,
I'm ready, Ryan.
All right. Hopefully, I don't. Oh no! Did you get in?
I'm in.
Are you waiting, or is it 1 of 12?
No, I'm in. Oh, draft is starting.
Oh, perfect. All right.
What draft slot do you have, Ryan?
I don't know. I'm getting to the. We're getting to it.
Okay.
Getting to it.
I'm drafting from the 10. Looks like you're in the 11th spot. Hopefully maybe some of the guys got in from the YouTube. Was a quick turnaround there. YouTube.com/sportsgamblingpodcast. Get in for the NFL drafts that we're doing here. Counting it down to the start of the season. I can't wait. I feel like I'm officially excited for the NFL season to start. And it's not even, I haven't even gotten through the draft yet.
Well, I was starting to think about the team previews. I was starting to think about the best way for us to, harvest the most bets possible.
I did see et cetera. Pam Maldonado, Ryan, on Twitter had a sign in her office that said there are two seasons, football season and waiting for football season. Okay. I said, we gotta get that because that I feel that in my bones.
Yeah. How are you spending your waiting for football season this year?
The best ball drafts really are the best way to deal with the football withdrawals. And of course, loading up on a ton of NFL draft props schedule for the rest of the week. Ryan, we got our mock draft where it's going to be you and I walking through a 32, player first round mock draft.
Oh, this is your opportunity to be like, we're not gonna do what we think they're gonna do. We're gonna do what we think they're gonna do.
I'm just kidding.
No, we're gonna do what that we think they're gonna do.
Okay.
No trades though.
Christian McCaffrey, Tyreek Hill, CeeDee Lamb, Justin Jefferson, all going top of the board here in the draft. Yeah, so we got that Monday night, Tuesday night, NFL draft props. Wednesday, maybe UFL.
Currently a UFL.
Okay, we'll see.
That's an accurate statement. We'll be hitting NBA best bets every night. So
yes.
Don't worry for the association fans out there. And then yeah, Thursday we'll be doing it for the podcast folks. We will put out the reaction, the watch party as like a 3-part reaction pod. So if you want to find the reaction to your team's pick, we will put that out. And then I think the plan is to maybe hop on and do some bonus episode on Friday. So stay tuned.
Breece Hall goes number 6. I still don't get Breece Hall as a first round pick.
Every time I don't get it.
Amon-Ra St. Brown goes number 7.
It just seems like they want to be excited about his athleticism in this offense. You've always bet on offenses with running backs. Let me know when I'm on the clock.
Ryan, you're a couple away. Bijan Robinson's available. Puka Nacua, AJ Brown, Garrett Wilson, Jahmyr Gibbs.
Almost accidentally started another draft.
Bijan goes. He's pretty locked into the 8th spot.
I've done so many drafts.
Puka Nacua goes.
I wonder what you're going to do, Sean.
All right, AJ Brown right there. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. All right.
Kramer, you're on the clock. Saquon's available.
Yeah, I keep ending up in this spot. I'm going to do something different.
And what is that?
I'm going to go boomer.
Jahmyr Gibbs.
I'm going to zag hard here. I think I'm going to go running back if all things fall well. Nope. Kyren Williams gone. So I'll take a receiver. All right.
Okay, so I'm coming back up on the clock. Saquon goes, Kyren Williams goes. Garrett Wilson goes. I'm back on the clock. Do I go Devin Achane, Ryan? Do I go Davante Adams?
Completely out on the idea of Devin Achane.
Why?
Because Mostert is still there. It's still a McDaniel Shanahanian offense. This is an insane price. He got hurt a bunch. He's gonna have some great games.
Fun, but I don't
know. This is insane.
Marvin Harrison, they said, is the next guy. I'm gonna go crazy. I'm gonna take Davante Adams. This guy just gets you 100 catches. He plays in a dome.
I don't think that's crazy. I think people. This happens every year. He falls to the end of the second round, then by the time I go out to Vegas for the high stakes stuff, guess who's getting drafted right exactly where you took him?
Davante Adams, AJ Brown. I'm fine. I'm feeling pretty good starting off my team.
Older alpha dogs.
Yeah, come on,
dog.
Let's go.
All right.
Now I just got to get some running backs. Figure out what I want to do receiver wise.
Yeah, I think. Although I think these lower dollar ones probably slightly different. It's only a 20.
Drake London again. I mean, in the second round to me feels crazy. He's not Justin Jefferson. He just isn't.
So tell me this, as the receivers get drafted, which guys are you taking?
Second round?
Like, are you taking Marvin Harrison over him? Are you taking Brandon Ayuk over him?
Yeah, Brandon Ayuk. Yeah. Because I think there's a scenario where Brandon Ayuk ends up in a very, very good spot.
Better than Kirk Cousins throwing you the ball with a Shanahanian offense or a McVay off whatever.
I don't know.
A plus EV.
I guess
offense.
I'm just skeptical. DJ Moore, I don't know. Maybe Garrett Wilson I would take above Drake London.
I just saying it gets tricky. I think there's a reason Drake London.
Nico Collins I would take.
I don't know about that with Steph Diggs in the building. Chris Olave, I don't know. Chris Olave and Drake London are very similar cases to me, with Drake London having a higher upside. I mean, I think as much as we make fun of Kirk Cousins, I think the idea that Kirk Cousins can throw the ball to Drake London better than Desmond Ridder was is probably a yes. What happened to this board here?
Heard that before about these Atlanta quarterbacks. Oh, it can't be worse than Marcus Mariota.
Josh Allen.
Josh Allen goes first quarterback off the board. Michael Pittman Jr. A Debo Samuel. Interesting. He's a receiver and a running back.
I think he probably argued hard that he wasn't a running back come contract time, but I don't mind. I see. This is where Pittman's a guy that you can talk to me and be like, Drake London, Michael Pittman, who would you rather have?
Mike Evans, Michael Pittman. I mean, it's weird. I feel like I haven't been able to draft Michael Pittman often. I like Michael Pittman Jr. If not just because I like, I'm going to be in on the QB situation, Anthony Richardson, but a lot of it, I like Anthony Richardson because of his rushing ability. Malik Nabers goes, Jaylen Waddle, Mike Evans, Evans after he got paid. I don't know. I'm not one to doubt Mike Evans, but this might be the year where it dips a little bit.
No.
Yes, sir.
He's been one of the most consistent players we've ever seen in the league.
I don't think
him getting paid. I think if anything, him being in the same place gives me more hope that he'll, still got that residual TB12 stuff going on, keeping him healthy.
Stephon Diggs, Josh Jacobs.
Got the German shipments coming on a regular schedule. This to me is like, this is continued conversation as to why I hate drafting in this part of the draft. I'd much rather be on the front end. Look at the players you get on the front end. I feel like it's less weird, ambiguous range.
Josh Jacobs goes, Derrick Henry goes.
Yeah, Sean, you might, your wet dream is,
Wow. Don't say it, Ryan.
Becoming a
CJ Stroud goes in the end of the third round.
What?
That's crazy.
What?
I'll take Devonta Smith. Just keep loading up on receivers here.
Dog.
New episode of the Die Hard Eagles podcast. If you're looking for some Eagles talk,
let's see. I need receivers. Very, very difficult decision here. All right, I'll continue to pick up Cooper Kupp. Would you, DK Metcalf? What's your take on him? Because that's who I was debating. Kupp or DK?
Oh, I would go Cooper Kupp, I think.
Okay. And I was considering Sam Laporta, but if he's going to be gone, I really think we've lost our way with what's happening with the Travis Kelce stock.
Wow. Taking him in the fourth round, Ryan. I'll draft Jalen Hurts.
Second pair with
AJ Brown, Devontae Adams, Devonta Smith.
It's a good one.
This could be the best lineup of all time. Trey McBride goes in the middle of the fourth round.
He could have a huge role in that offense. He was putting up serious points last year.
Yeah. I guess I'm a little skeptical this high.
But it's not that high. Last year we were having multiple tight ends by this point.
Really?
Yeah.
Besides Travis Kelce.
People were super high on Hockenson, remember? I mean, yeah. I think in general there was a decent remember Goddard was going in the, you know, there was a number of guys going in the first in rounds like 2 through 4, and even Kelce's going 2 rounds later than he was last year. And it's not exactly like the receiver situation. I mean, they got Hollywood Brown.
Keenan Allen goes.
The CJ Stroud pick looks horrible.
Yeah. I hope Rashee Rice falls. Cause I'm still all in on Rashee Rice.
Oh, there he is.
And he goes.
You think he's not going to miss time?
I think he's only going to miss a couple games.
You can't take him here though if you think he's missing a couple games. Or you think he's a second round guy.
What do you mean?
If he's completely not been arrested or missing games, are you drafting him in the second round?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cause I think in that offense, him being the guy, I mean, you saw it there towards the end of the season in some of the playoff games. I'm really high on him in the offense. So as long as he doesn't miss, if he misses 2 to 4 games, I think he's very draftable in best ball. And I don't think he's going to miss more than that.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't looked at any of the Twitter lawyer fantasy people just to understand what's going to happen to him. Lamar Jackson just went like a full round after CJ Stroud. That ain't right. It's not right.
No.
That team looks fun. Lamar Jackson, Malik Nabers, Justin Jefferson, Jonathan Taylor. The rookie receivers are going too early. I mean, they're like, quote, you know, generational guys, but it does seem like Marvin Harrison going before a lot of dudes who have done it in the league. I like Marvin Harrison. If he gets dropped into Arizona, does his stock go up and down, up or down? It's weird because I feel like his stock goes down once he gets drafted.
But isn't that where everyone's saying he's gonna be going?
But I just Trey McBride's there. I mean, sure, he could have a ton of volume, I guess. Mahomes going in the fifth. So look at Mahomes going compared to when CJ Stroud went. Incorrect. Just seems incorrect.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. CJ Stroud's, I think we're confusing him as a real quarterback with his fantasy value. Like, you can't draft him above Lamar Jackson and Jalen Hurts.
No.
Just because of the rushing touchdowns. I mean,
very difficult to take.
It doesn't make any sense. Zay Flowers goes. Odunze. What do you think best case for Odunze would be, Ryan?
I don't know. I mean,
probably Chargers.
Whoever gets drafted by the Chargers is going to get a ton of, is going to be one of the, I would imagine, have a good opportunity to get a tremendous amount of volume. But I keep saying that, and we'll discuss them later, but Hunter Henry on the Chargers is going, like, he's getting Hayden Hurst. Should I be saying Hayden Hurst? But whoever the tight end for the Chargers right now, I've been Hayden Hurst. He's going to
Will, but they also have Will Disley and Donald Parham. And
yeah. They're going to use them all. Yeah. But I do think that Hayden Hurst has an opportunity in that offense because the other guys don't all like Donald Parham is a gimmick.
Oh, I don't know. I think there's one guy that
do you run block?
That Harbaugh
comes. Do you run block?
Yeah.
I don't know if Parham runs.
Giant.
Blocks. Yeah, but I don't know.
I just imagine Harbaugh walks in and sees sees Donald Parham walking around. You don't think he's going to figure out how to get this guy the ball?
Oh, maybe. I just think that the tight end could be. Oh, look at that. Did you just go tight? Did you do that on purpose?
What?
Did you just draft a quarterback?
Yeah.
Oh,
why?
What? Wow. Okay.
What do you mean? This is the only, I might not get him if I wait.
But you already have Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm trying to, Jalen Hurts and Anthony Richardson is going to be my two quarterbacks for best ball.
Got it. Every team.
Yeah.
I like this.
Why not? I think they're both going to have awesome years.
All right, we got to keep stacking receivers.
All I have is receivers and quarterbacks. Don't have one running back.
Oh boy. Actually, no, I'm gonna take my second tight end and be done with it.
Dalton Kincaid. Oh, okay. Yeah. Interesting. I'm going Calvin Ridley.
I think Kincaid's very interesting in that offense. I mean, when they bring in a receiver, perhaps there's a chance I feel differently about this, but I think there's a pretty good chance that Kincaid could be the leading receiver on the team. The Bills are an interesting team this year. I still like Khalil Shakir because of how cheap he is. I don't know if I'm going to like whoever like the number one they bring in is. Samuel super like if you're doing Josh Allen teams, stack him with
Brandon Ayuk.
That's interesting. Oh, Kyle Pitts goes. I was debating taking Kyle Pitts.
Gold jacket.
I'm just kidding.
Hey Ryan, you know, we're talking about football season being right around the corner. And of course that means Circa Survivor, Circa Millions, cannot wait to win millions of dollars in those contests. Great thing is we don't live in Las Vegas. We need a proxy. We have an official network proxy now. Worked out a great deal with them. If you go to footballcontestproxy.com, use that promo code SGP, get $50 off your proxy services. So again, if you want to play Circus Survivor, Circuit Millions, you have to be out in Vegas to sign up. But then other than that, the proxy just submits your picks every week from Vegas, from Nevada. You never have to go back. They have great service, footballcontestproxy.com, promo code SGP. Get your $50 off, save you some. I mean, the ultimate plus EV opportunity. You got to get a proxy unless you live in Nevada or Las Vegas. And even if you do, having a proxy is pretty good because there's so many times, especially with Survivor, where you might forget to put in a pick or get your picks in on time. Proxies really are super helpful. And again, you need it unless you live in the state of Nevada. So footballcontestproxy.com, promo code SGP, get your $50 off. And of course, Unified Health. That's right. Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like myself, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being, proper recovery for top-notch performance. Again, this is the NFL draft. We're doing best ball. You imagine these guys getting all the top-notch sports science and Unified Healing. Makes sense why they're sponsored this episode. Unified Healing is a new, super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by the Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of EE System yet, you'll want to listen up. The technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Whether you're here in LA or hundreds of other locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/SGPN to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/SGPN. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System. All right, Ryan, here's what I got. I got Jalen Hurts, Anthony Richardson, AJ Brown, Davante Adams, Devonta Smith, Calvin Ridley. I guess I need some running backs at some point, huh?
You're fine. What round is it? You scared?
Seven.
You scared?
I'm not scared.
Don't be a bitch.
I'm scared. I'll buy a dog.
Always play running back chicken.
Always.
I think it's pretty easy to play running back chicken this year. You disagree?
No, I
think there's a tremendous amount of running backs that you'll start to like. I have Raheem Mostert is now getting more expensive, but starting in round seven, you start seeing guys that you're like, oh, okay, like if James Conner is one of your guys, okay, he's old, but sure. If you sort, even if we just sort by ADP and running back, Pollard, Najee, DeAndre Swift, but Jalen Warren, Javonte Williams, then you have the some
rookies. Do you like Jalen Warren over Najee Harris in a vacuum, Ryan?
Who's calling the plays?
Arthur Smith.
Yeah, then no.
Then no, meaning?
I would rather have Najee Harris.
Yeah. All right, I'll draft Najee Harris.
You know who I've been taking more of now that he's not on the not on the Cowboys? Tony Pollard. I think they're going to use, I've been reading between the lines on some of the stuff that's being said down there. I think he could get used a ton in the passing game. I think they still like Tajay Spears, but this new regime went out and signed Tony Pollard. He's coming home. I don't know if that matters.
Why wouldn't we like Javonte Williams?
No, at this price, I've been loving him.
Isn't this the year to take him? The year after the year of him blowing out his
the year sleep? After the year is absolutely yeah. Right. All right, so I have been.
You're on the clock, Ryan.
I 100%
Jordan Love. Wow.
100%. I would normally take Kyler here, but I do have Jaden Reed, and I'd like to have a stack here.
All right, I feel like you've been critical of the Packers so far in the offseason.
I have
fraudulent. I've heard.
My take is, I think people are very quick to be completely fine with Jordan Love and look past some of the moves in the off season that were giving you people a lot of question, like not betting on himself. For example, he had a great year. I don't know if I'm willing to say he's like, I feel like I'm taking him a little early, but if I don't take him here, he's going to be gone the next time I take him. And I would take Kyler here normally. Because Kyler being the last guy in the eighth round is tremendous value. But Jordan Love, the way that he operated, the bull case on him is that they have all these young receivers and their defense still kind of sucks. And so they're actually going to have to play for a team that you think about as maybe a cold weather ground and pound team. They're actually going to have to play in some games with some points because their defense is soft as shit. And so yeah, that's the take on, that's the bull case on Jordan Love. And I like Jaden Reed. Jaden Reed, I don't mind drafting over and over again. They've shown us, just like the Chiefs in a way, that they're just going to scheme ways to get Jaden Reed touchdowns. Jaden Reed's going to score touchdowns every year. Good for best ball. They say scoring touchdowns is the best for best ball.
Fair enough.
I was giving you some time to respond. Went with a little Jaden Reed. Touchdowns. All right.
Let's see what we got. Trey Benson goes, Ryan. Jalen Warren off the board. And Njoku goes. Jake Ferguson.
Trey Benson, the first rookie running back. He was.
Yep.
I don't know if I agree with that in fantasy.
Zamir White goes. I
love
I,
that.
I feel like I'm going to have a lot of Zamir White. And he was
gotten more expensive. Gotten more expensive.
I know they might draft a guy, but I don't know. I think Zamir White makes a ton of sense in that offense. Now again, how successful will that offense be? Austin Eckler. What about Austin Eckler, Ryan? Rookie quarterback, drop some easy stuff for him. Get Austin Eckler involved in the passing game.
He's
in the ninth round.
Once we know who the Commanders take. So in Best Ball Mania, the idea of stacking Terry McLaurin in the fourth round with Zach Ertz and Austin Eckler in the ninth and 20th round with whatever rookie quarterback.
Zach Ertz is going to see the field for Washington?
Cliff Kingsbury brought him over. He played for Kingsbury.
It's true.
I think what Kingsbury loves about him, what does Kingsbury run? It's basically the air raid. What is he looking for? He's looking for someone that can operate in the short space over the middle of the field, which it's is PPR exactly machine. What Zach Ertz does.
I will be playing in week one.
Kyler, I guess a Jaden Daniels double then.
Well, assuming they draft, or you mean JJ McCarthy double?
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah.
It's a baby fucking wheel, man.
Xavier Worthy off the board. Getting some rookie receiver action here.
Xavier Worthy is a bad pick. He's a speed guy. There's probably other receivers you could do better with at this point.
But I think if Xavier Worthy goes to the Kansas City Chiefs, he's going to skyrocket in value. You'll have good CLV, Ryan.
I guess I'm probably not going to draft a ton of them. I'm not sure he's a great receiver. I think he just can run fast.
Put him in that Andy Reid offense.
General MVS has not been great in that. He can run fast. I think that there is a nuance to running routes that's important in the NFL. You're on the clock, Sean.
Give me Josh Downs. I know everyone's, I'm blanking on his name. Yeah. Everyone has Michael Pittman Jr., but I think Downs is an interesting stack for Anthony Richardson.
Hopefully they don't take Brock Bowers. That could ruin everything.
Could. Yeah, I don't know. I'm definitely not drafting with my Anthony Richardson. Maybe I have had a couple, but the tight end position right now is such a crapshoot for them. I doesn't seem like any of that makes sense.
So these running back, like, so this is the round. These are the running backs I'm talking about, Sean. This is why we like this area. Zach Moss, another one. I know you're more of a Chase Brown guy. Yep.
Chase Brown available. I might have to take him. I just took Dallas Goedert. So I got Jalen Hurts, Anthony Richardson, Najee Harris, Javonte Williams, AJ Brown, Devontae Adams, Devonta Smith, Calvin Ridley, Josh Downs, Dallas Goedert.
Do you queue up Kenny Gainwell?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, cause I'm going to just go with a shit ton of, I mean, I may only get like one more receiver and just a shit ton of running backs.
Really? How many receivers do you have?
I already have five.
You probably want more than six.
Really?
How many running backs do you have?
I only have two running backs right now.
Play chicken. Don't be scared. I don't think you need to. I would be more worried about. I'd still want to stack receivers. I'd want to come away with at least seven receivers. So two more receivers.
It's your strategy. I might take Alec Pierce.
Yeah, I would say, you know, throw in stackable guys because you only have Josh Downs. Although I'm
Blake Corum, he's gonna be a first round pick. But the Chargers.
I can only hope so, but I do think that's a bit of a long shot, unfortunately.
Oh, thanks, Ryan. My 100-1's a long shot.
Yeah, both things can be true.
There's a lot of running backs here that I like. I'll reveal my queue. Chase Brown, Blake Corum, Zach Charbonnet, Kendre Miller, Kenny Gainwell. All guys very draftable.
Still rookies too that are out there that I do think people are getting a little the order in which the rookies are being like. Help me out, Sean. Who's the rookie that went? Trey Benson went in the eighth round. That's probably not correct. I like Trey. I mean, relative to the fact that we haven't drafted another rookie, I think that's probably wrong. Jonathan Brooks in the 10th. No Blake Corum yet. Although, I mean, he's another guy. These are all bell cow guys if they get into the right system.
We need a cow mooing sound effect for bell cow guys. Tua goes, Justin Herbert goes, Jared Goff goes. Ryan, let me guess, you don't have a quarterback.
I have Jordan Love. Thank you.
Oh, you're right. Still don't have a quarterback.
Don't worry. I don't have a second quarterback yet.
Gus Edwards goes, recently signed by the Chargers.
J.K. Dobbins was too. They're getting the band back together.
I'm telling you, Greg Roman and Harbaugh is just sitting out there in that, in their RVs, Huntington Beach, just talking about pounding the rock.
So badass. I mean, it does look fun.
We should go down there and try and meet him.
Yeah, we'll find him.
Why not?
So what's are you targeting a running back 100% here?
Probably.
Is there a player that could fall to you that would allow you to not?
I mean, Jerry Jeudy is interesting.
Yeah, they gave him money. Deshaun Watson.
I certainly don't love their passing offense, but
if you took him, you might.
I'm not touching Deshaun Watson.
You might be able to go. Just six receivers if you took him. Your receivers are pretty stacked. Although I think you just want volume there.
For what?
The receiver. I mean, I think you want enough volume. I don't think six is enough. Chase Brown didn't get back to you. That's unfortunate.
Yep.
Who's on top of your running back board?
I just sort it by ADP, but then
you don't want to reveal your actual board. I understand. It's private.
No, I don't know if I would actually take Blake Corum over Zach Charbonnet.
Got it.
But you kind of almost have to go by ADP just because that's what other people are drafting off of. So they're not going to do a crazy reach. So if you're thinking about like what's going to be available later, et cetera.
Yeah, but I think the big takeaway from last season was like, it's okay to just be different, and who gives a fuck about the ADP?
It's true.
Especially in these short,
Blake Corum goes,
these shorter time frame contests where you're not going to have months for the variants to build up. Just get weird. Don't be a sheep, Sean.
Not a problem. I mean, what sheep like?
No, you're sorting by ADP.
I don't know. I honestly don't know how to sort otherwise in my queue.
Oh yeah, you don't have rankings.
No.
Play the donkey. Give me Dominic.
It's Dominic. Kirk Cousins, your buddy goes right.
They have three quarterbacks.
Yeah, Kirk, Brock Purdy, who he took in the. Oh, this draft will get flagged. What round did he draft Kirk Brock Purdy in?
9.
All right, I'm taking Jerry Jeudy. That's crazy.
All right, I'm on the clock. I think I got to say I'm fairly bullish on this guy. Oh, wait a second though.
Chris Brady in the chat already is saying he likes Oregon Ducks to win the Big Ten.
Wow. Okay.
I don't hate it. It'll be interesting to see. I don't even know what they're doing at quarterback post Bo Nix, but they seem to have good luck plugging and playing up there in Oregon. It'll be interesting them matching up against the rest of the Big Ten. How Michigan's gonna do? No Harbaugh.
I think Ohio Michigan's
State's probably licking their chops.
I think Michigan's tough. Like that's a tough one to replace. I understand you got the continuity. You're bringing in Shanane. I'm just kidding. Whatever more, but they're gonna lose too much with Harbaugh leaving. I think Oregon. So I'm looking at who Oregon has coming into the. They got a quarterback with three names. This is they don't have a big. They didn't have a big time transfer coming. That's interesting. All right. I just took Marshawn Lloyd. Do I take another rookie running back here?
Good.
I think so. Jalen Wright's still there. I do like the idea of piling up the rookies.
I like second year guys like Kendre Miller.
That's a good pick. They like him. He's a three down guy. I don't think he's getting the same type of, I think at some point this off season, we're going to have, someone's going to put out something and we're going to be like, whoa, Kendre Miller is undervalued. He's not going in the 12th round in the fall. Hold on. It is very difficult to find out. Gary.
So now I got Najee, Javonte Williams, Kendre Miller in my running back stable, right?
I like that you called it a stable. As a horse guy.
Is that a problematic?
Dylan thing? Gabriel. Is that correct? Yes. Dylan Gabriel and Dante Moore. Dylan Gabriel still in college? This guy really likes to. So there you go, Sean. Oregon should bounce back nicely. I'm sure they have tons of talent all over the place. Dylan Gabriel can operate that cha-cha-cha offense. We've learned all about the low A dot of Oregon's offense this offseason. So I'm sure Dylan Gabriel will do great in that. Which, by the way, we did get word from Pick Dundee that team previews for every he's talking about changing up the order this year too, Sean. So he
really?
Might not go alphabetical.
What?
Well, he feels like he's not giving respect to teams with lower letters because he always does them at the end instead of doing something. You know, people want to hear their team up front. Kind of feels like we should have a lottery, but he is starting the episodes in May, I've been told. So potentially pre Memorial Day college football previews.
Let's go.
All right. What's your, all right. I have one quarterback, 5 running backs, 4 receivers, 2 tight ends. I'm doing it wrong.
Yep.
Doing it wrong. What do you got?
I got two quarterbacks, Jalen Hurts, Anthony Richardson. I got three running backs, Najee, Javonte Williams, Kendre Miller. I got six receivers, AJ Brown, Davante Adams, Devonta Smith, Calvin Ridley, Josh Downs, Jerry Jeudy, and then Dallas Goedert at tight end.
Nice. Playing some blackjack over there.
No, I was texting with co-host of the Dired Eagles podcast, Justin, talking about
Jesus.
He's
itching. You can't wait till after the show.
He's itching to urgent. Come out. Well, he said, "When are you guys going to be out in Vegas?" I said, "I don't know our next date, but yeah, got to go out there."
We're out in Vegas contest. All the time. You know what? You know what? We're at all the time. We're there.
Yeah, we are
making it about him now. Being a real diva.
All right. I'm sitting. I got a bunch of just running backs kicking around. Couple late stacks, maybe receiver wise.
Your boy Adam Thielen's still out there.
Oh, really?
You got Deshaun Watson. If you want to get a nice stack there with,
I don't know if I need a third quarterback.
Probably not. Although Anthony Richardson did struggle to stay healthy.
Yeah. Well, if he doesn't stay healthy, my team's there. Goes my $3, Ryan.
Wait, this is only $3?
Yeah. Xavier Leggett, Dontavian Wicks off the board.
15 grand to first place, Sean.
That's pretty awesome, though.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I think what the $5,
5,001. I like my odds.
Yeah. It's not so bad.
Baker Mayfield off the board. Matt Stafford.
Oh, a little quarterback run.
I don't know.
What's your take on Matty Stafford this year? Oh, Drake May is still on the board.
I mean, I would take Aaron Rodgers over Baker, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
You're out on Baker.
No, he's not a fantasy guy.
Slinging those deep touchdowns, the Mike Evans, feeling dangerous. Aaron Rodgers goes.
Yeah, I mean, I guess they're similar here for a reason. No real rushing upside. I just think Aaron Rodgers probably is the best. Well, I don't know. Maybe you could make a case for Stafford.
Both those guys I had in my queue and I thought about taking last round because I have Cooper Kupp and Garrett Wilson. But I was at the end of the day, it's like, all right. The likelihood that both those guys get through the season just feels so low to me. I understand the idea of the upside, but Stafford probably I like better. For sure. Baker, I probably like better than Aaron Rodgers, honestly.
What do you think of Keaton Mitchell, Ryan? Seems like what is Baltimore
doing?
Can
he be healthy? Is he going to be healthy?
Well, I don't know. I'm just saying, like, I don't know what they're running back. I guess it's Henry and then who knows, right?
Well, I think they've always had kind of a change of pace situation. So I think that the optimal is Henry and Keaton Mitchell if he's healthy. He was awesome. I mean, imagine those guys in the backfield together. They're like completely different animals.
Michael Wilson goes.
Oh no, here it happens.
What?
Oh, you're gonna snipe Adam Thielen from me.
Nope. I'm gonna snipe Antonio Gibson from
me. Oh, you do like that angle I've been throwing out there. All right.
I do. Yeah.
We've been hearing the Ricky Pearsall chatter get hot and heavy. We'll pick up another rookie receiver here. Runs great routes. Takes coaching well. Like, relax.
What about the Bears running back situation? Yeah, DeAndre Swift, but then they got Roshan, they got Khalil Herbert.
It's just gonna be another year where it's like, yeah, Khalil Herbert's still pretty good. Oh, all right. I gotta take Adam Thielen.
Yeah, why not? I mean, he was like through the first 12 weeks or whatever, he was like one of the best fantasy receivers.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, how much can they change in their offense? I did draft Khalil Herbert.
Nice job.
So now my running back stable's rounding out, Ryan, as I got Najee, Javonte, Kendre, Antonio, whoa, Khalil. Braylon Allen goes. Where did he go to school?
Sean's five children, Najee, Javonte, Kendre, Antonio, and Khalil.
So the dude's pretty cool racially, I guess, huh? Oh, they're Mr. Lebowski. Dude, they're not literally his children.
You got double Devontas on the team too. Devontae and Devonta.
Elijah Moore is hanging around.
I think Elijah Moore is the odd person out of that Browns passing. They also think about the guys they drafted: Cedric Tillman, David Bell, like a couple prospects people are excited about. They just have a loaded roster. I have to imagine Elijah Moore and his shitty attitude and work ethic is probably going to find his way off the team.
Yeah, he's always just a guy that's a classic. What could have been?
I don't know. I think he's just fantasy nerds got excited about him.
Yeah.
He played he had a good game with Zach Wilson. Like, all right, cool. Simmer down over there.
Ryan, if I send you a tweet, can you play it? Can you play it on Air Force?
Yeah.
All right. Cause we got a shout out to David in Austin. Firing away during the draft, sending over, that was a disgusting act type clips from the playoff games tonight, saying, add it. This is from Pelican Thunder, suggesting we add it to the soundboard already.
Oh, I see. It's an audio thing.
Yes.
Got it. All right, we should be good. Let's see.
Tyler Allgeier, Elijah Mitchell.
I don't know if I like Tyler Allgeier as much.
Don't we like Elijah Mitchell? Just one Christian McCaffrey injury away from an amazing.
He is the same thing every year. All right, here we go.
His size and his.
Oh man. All right, here we go.
His size and his girth because his size and his girth because his size and his girth because his size and his girth.
All right, confirm.
Girth is like only used to describe penises. Why do people try to use girth for non-penis description? It amazes me.
Yeah, you can just say because they don't want to say fat. That's the problem. We can't say thick anymore. We can't say fat. We got to say girth. His girth. What are you talking about?
Long cocks.
Ryan, how are the Milano Seamen doing?
I don't know. I have to check in. All right.
Juwan Johnson off the board.
I'm kind of a TMZ fan right now. Be
wow.
Honest.
Fake.
I have gotten a couple compliments about the jacket though. So. Uncle Ruben was surprised to find out it was a real football team. He goes that the real Gruden.
Real Gruden?
Which made me immediately think, well, is there a fake Gruden?
There's his nephew on Twitter, maybe.
JJ?
Shout out to JJ Gruden.
All right, what am I doing?
I'm
here?
On the clock,
I don't
Ryan.
Know what the fuck to do here. This is ridiculous.
This is the Chigazimo Conquo year, and I'm going to be here for it.
Yeah?
Yep.
All right, these picks are dedicated to redemption. All right, first, we're going to take Rashad Bateman. Because Sean, I was watching him do, he was working out today and posted a video on the internet, which, you know, I love off season workout videos. I feel like I don't remember having a ton of pre-draft ones last year to watch. Rashad Bateman caught my eye. Maybe he's out of the doghouse with the GM.
Oh, the fumble.
That gets me up to 7 receivers. I think I'm going to take one more.
Bucky Irving, Audric Estime and Ray Davis, Ryan, what do you like the best there?
How do you say his name? Esteem? Estime. But the kid from Notre Dame, I don't like at all.
Yeah. Bucky Irving? What's his draft profile looking like?
I mean, I wouldn't take a rookie. There's guys who aren't rookies who are more interesting to me.
Really?
Yeah.
Zeke?
This is where you need to not overthink it.
Just draft Miles Sanders.
All right, what do I need? I only have one quarterback. I know.
Surprised Darren Waller's up so high here.
I know exactly what I'm. Yeah, he's retiring.
I'm drafting Zach Ertz, Ryan.
That's a great pick.
Thank you.
What does our lad say about that depth chart.
He's number one.
Which, by the way, we had the privilege and the honor of speaking to the guy who maintains the depth charts for Our Lads.
Yeah, check out the Our Lads YouTube.
Fucking legend.
Showed up on their YouTube stream. It was a fun episode. Good hang.
I mean, feel like if you know ball, it's like talking to the fucking the architect in the Matrix. Big deal. Zach Ertz. So who are you worried about on the roster? You made a comment to me earlier. You didn't seem like you wanted to take Ertz at first. I said a couple nice words about him. Now you're drafting him.
Yep. All I needed was some confirmation bias around that Zach Ertz is the man. I'm in.
Is there something on the depth chart that scares you?
No. No, I guess just, you know, him, his age, the injury stuff, but this is best ball, Ryan. YOLO.
He's the second best athlete in his own household.
Is that supposed to be insulting that you're, you know,
yeah,
second to Julie Ertz?
Mm-hmm.
Amazing athlete.
She is an Olympian. And number one in the house.
Well, good for her.
Big Zach Ertz guy. Even though he's in the division, you have no problem drafting him.
I mean, it's not.
Do
like
you not view this Commanders
really
team as a
the
threat?
Commanders team, not really worried about them, right? And Zach Ertz is a PPR thing. I don't think he's going to be lighting it up touchdown wise. Tucker Kraft available, Ryan. Did you get
Aaron Rodgers? No.
No, but you have Jordan Love.
Oh, sorry, Tucker Kraft. I have two tight ends that are pretty awesome. I did say I need three, but I don't know if I need three on this.
Tucker Kraft's a good stack for Jordan Love, in my opinion, especially this late.
It's not a bad third tight end.
Yeah, catcher.
Theo Johnson's interesting. You're talking about the rookies. Hayden Hurst is still out there. I'm telling you, Hayden Hurst is gonna be a monster. What about we like Colby Parkinson with the Rams. Higbee's gonna probably be out for a while. Dan Jones went.
No, we got to set the over under on your Dan Jones shares. We got to run some contest on it. Will you reach 5% of Dan Jones ownership, Brian?
Huh? I don't know. Unlikely. Maybe. I was going to take
Well, you'll
him.
Probably be whoever the
gonna,
rookie is.
I was going to pair him with Jalen Hyatt 100%. He was in the queue.
Oh yeah, look out.
He was in the queue.
You're super serious about that, I'm sure.
I was. I had Dan Jones queued too. It's a $3 draft. Even more reason maybe to fire with one quarterback.
I don't know. That's kind of dumb, I think.
What do you know?
Well, you act like you've won these contests.
I've done pretty well. I did pretty well in spite of having a lot of Dan Jones last year.
They took your cactus away, though.
No.
They got you the cactus.
I don't think they've sent them out yet, but I've been told. I'm getting a fucking cactus.
Damian Pierce, Ryan. Damian Pierce to me is at least interesting because I could see him ending up on another team and having a good year. I don't know. I guess I'm not ready to give up on Damian Pierce yet.
There's more interesting people out there.
Well, yeah, obviously I got to take Kenny Gainwell.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go.
Now I have six running backs, six receivers, three tight ends, two quarterbacks. Very balanced.
All right, I'm going to take Tucker Kraft. Good call. Third tight end. So I have eight receivers, three tight ends, five running backs, and one quarterback. I don't really like any of these quarterbacks, Sean. Like, I might just.
Deonta Foreman.
I like him. I think he's gonna score for teams early in the season. I think there's a world where he leads the Browns and carries in the first couple weeks of the season.
Yeah, and I don't know. I think Chubb comes back, but maybe it's 6 weeks. Maybe he has I mean, Cleveland's always a running team. I think the fact that you can get Devonta Foreman in the 18th round. We should hit up Brad Ward. Insider there over on the Cleveland Browns. See what his take is.
Who's your, all right. I know what I'm doing. I didn't realize. I
mean, Jerome Ford is listed ahead of him, but Devonta Foreman is a guy that's just going to get carries.
Didn't realize there was a starting quarterback still available. Russell Wilson. Come Danger on down.
Wait, is that your second quarterback?
Yeah.
All right.
Why is that weird?
It's not. You're not trying to
every
win.
Every time you laugh at my quarterback situation.
Yeah. I'm going to keep laughing, Ryan.
All right. Well, what is this? The two rounds that they added. Who's behind this, you think?
Andrew Robb. Let's see. I got AJ Brown, Devontae Adams, Devonta Smith, Calvin Ridley, Josh Downs, Jerry Jeudy, Dallas Goedert, Chig Okonkwo. Listen to this tight end room, Ryan. Dallas Goedert, Chig Okonkwo, and Zach Ertz.
Oh, it's small dick Zach Ertz in that room.
Yeah, but he's people.
Travis. Well, unfortunately, my tight end room is better. Travis Kelce, Dalton Kincaid, Tucker Kraft.
We'll see.
I like it. Did you get your Scott Fishbowl invite yet?
What is that? No, I've seen a lot of people posting Scott Fish. What is that, Ryan?
I don't think we're supposed to talk about it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't want to break it. I don't want to get in any trouble.
No, because someone tagged me and I was trying to make sense of it.
I think it's like the Diddy thing. We just don't talk about it.
No Diddy.
No Diddy.
Do you see the I forget what NBA player they were interviewing, and they were talking about, yeah, I'm taking us. I'm betting on us. And he goes, no, Jontay Porter.
Yeah,
he had to clarify he wasn't actually betting on him. On his own team. It was, although
betting on himself.
Yeah.
Betting on ourselves.
But he had to clarify.
That's because reporters are stupid. Mm. He understands that reporters want clicks.
Yeah. Looks good on a quote graphic.
Play it real safe with this one. Do I stack?
I like my team here.
Do I stack Russ?
I don't know if there's anyone left on.
What do you mean? There's no one. Of course there's always someone left. I have
Allen Robinson.
Don't even say it out loud. If it gets
Cordarrelle Patterson,
if it gets taken away from me, I'll be very upset.
Oh, someone signed Quez Watkins, the Steelers. Didn't see that coming.
Really?
Yeah.
Is he a speed guy for them?
He is. Quez Watkins.
Well, Russ likes the deep ball.
Yeah.
We're gonna keep rolling that out until Russ.
I think him with
Pickens
could be interesting.
They're kind of the same guy, right?
Who?
Kind of have the same wheelhouse run down the field.
Pickens and Quez Watkins?
In terms of their route diversity.
I don't know. That's pretty insulting to
Is it to
Pickens? Yeah, dude. But George Pickens.
No, he's a far superior athlete. I agree. Yeah. But I think he has a similar
much
skill
more
set.
Successful receiver.
Maybe if you swap teams, we'll see. Maybe same numbers.
All right, I'm gonna do a player comparison here.
No, you're not.
Why not?
Oh, Treylon Burks goes. He was in the queue.
Quez Watkins last year, 15 catches on 21 targets. He has 98 catches so far in his career through 4 years, 6 touchdowns.
What was their A dot last year though? That shit's very similar. I'm just saying they run down the field and catch the deep stuff. They're a deep target.
Yards per reception for Quez was only 9.5. It was down.
No, A dot.
Yeah, no, I'm saying I don't
depth
have
of
that.
Target,
I don't
please,
have that in front of me, Ryan.
Don't insult me with your fucking basic stats.
George Pickens has 115 catches in 2 years, 9 touchdowns to Quez Watkins, 98 catches and 6 touchdowns in 4 years.
He's had Mike Tomlin to help Sherpa him through the
passing guru, Mike Tomlin.
Yeah, that is the concerning thing about taking any Steelers offensive players.
I'm going to go off the board here and take, let me just confirm.
Wow.
Hey.
Samaje P. You should
just double checking that I drafted the right guy.
Oh wow.
Brendan Rice. What
the fuck is that?
Cherry Rice's son.
Oh, nice.
This is the darts you take here in Stanford? Round 19.
Where do you go? Ohio State? All right, so guess this is how you win your draft right here. You take a quarterback, and then
dude, you see the swag with Brendan Rice.
He's not going to be good.
He played at USC.
Yeah, he's not good.
His dad is Jerry Rice, right?
He's not good. Is he actually going to get drafted?
Yeah,
really.
Who wouldn't draft Brendan Rice?
I feel like he's not actually going to get drafted. You're just you got excited.
No, dude, he's going to get drafted.
What round? Like seventh.
According to CBS Sports mock draft by Josh Edwards, Rice will head to New England with the 137th overall pick on day three of the draft.
Wow. Okay.
So he is projected to be drafted.
That's cool. Good to see it. Jerry will be excited. Yeah. So we're going to end the draft here in a second, or I'm about to end the draft. Jordan Love, Russell Wilson, Jahmyr Gibbs, Tony Pollard, Zach Moss, Marshawn Lloyd, Jalen Wright, Garrett Wilson, Cooper Kupp, Jaden Reed, Romeo Doubs, Ricky Pearsall, Adam Thielen, Rashad Bateman, Jalen Hyatt, Calvin Austin the third, Travis Kelce, Dalton Kincaid, Tucker Kraft. And why not round out a team? They didn't sign him to a 1 year deal. They signed him to a 2 year deal. Cordero Patterson, come on home. Double stacked Russ in the last three rounds. I did it right.
Quarterbacks, Jalen Hurts and Anthony Richardson. Running backs, Najee Harris, Javonte Williams, Kendre Miller, Antonio Gibson, Khalil Herbert, Kenneth Gainwell, Deonta Foreman. Receivers, AJ Brown, Davante Adams, Devonta Smith, Calvin Ridley, Josh Downs, Jerry Jeudy, Brendan Rice, Alec Pierce. Tight ends, Dallas Goedert, Chigozie Okonkwo, and Zachary Ertz.
Nice work.
Thank you.
I feel like we both did a good job. Your Eagles stack is out of control. It does seem like it's very attainable to get to just stack all the Eagles. Well, you have to punt on Barkley or Brown.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like you
get both. Sometimes you can get Brown and then Barkley on the way back if you're in.
No,
the
I think you can get Brown and Barkley, but not Devonta.
No, because he would be later. You could get them all.
Try, I don't know, I'll try
harder next time.
No, but then Hurts is in there too. I think it would be tough to get him.
No, out. You go AJ Brown, Saquon Barkley, Devonta Smith, Jalen Hurts. All one, right, two, three, four. Next. Yeah. It's all right. Not everyone's perfect.
Hey, like I said, jam-packed schedule this week. We got our mock draft Monday, Tuesday, last batch of NFL draft props. Wednesday, UFL, and then throughout there, we'll be doing best bet segments, getting you set up for the NBA playoffs, and then Thursday, our live draft stream, hang out, gonna give away some gift cards, gonna have some cocktails, instant reactions, sweating out our draft bets. It's gonna be awesome, Ryan.
Yeah, people reacting to the
pick. Yes, sir.
Which team? Early odds, but what team will be the most angry in the top 10?
Giants. It's always the Giants. Sorry, Ryan. I don't make the rules. I just
horrible prediction. Well, our mock draft episode tomorrow is going to be hilarious.
Yep, tune in for that. And of course, YouTube.com/sportsgamblingpodcast.
Smash! Thank you for participating in the Sports Gambling Podcast.
For the Sports Gambling Podcast, I'm Sean, Sack of the Money Green. He's Ryan.
I don't think it will be the Giants.
Kramer, let it ride.